adopting a meditation posture, one which is most conducive to the cultivation of mindfulness, clear comprehension. The development of the practice of three dhammas, three virtues, work together. Sati, sampajanya, and atapi. Now, atapi is a name for effort. It's the optimum amount of effort. So, as the meditation progresses, the intensity of the effort needs to be tweaked accordingly, not too much, not too little. So mindfulness or sati means bearing the object in mind, not forgetting. Sampajanya is a word for wisdom. It's an expression of wisdom at this stage of practice. It's awareness of the goal, bearing the goal in mind, so bearing the instructions, the method, the technique in mind, bearing the breath in mind. These are all functions of mindfulness, but being aware of the purpose and to what extent one's effort is in sync with, is in harmony with that purpose. This is the sampajanya factor. So if your mind wanders off and then you recognize, oh, I've wandered off, then that's sampajanya. It's this recognition that what I'm thinking about right now is not what I'm intended to think about or focus upon. And then bringing the mind back to the object patiently, kindly, firmly. That is the effort, atapi, re-establishing one's relationship with the meditation object. This is mindfulness. So these three qualities are working together. So there is no possibility, no hope of ever being free from suffering without mindfulness, clear comprehension, and atapi. No one in recorded history has become enlightened by accident. It comes about through training and through effort. And so when we sit down to meditate, we recollect this. This is work that has to be done. We don't do this work, even if it's a struggle sometimes. We don't do it today, we don't do it tomorrow. Don't do it tomorrow, have to do it next week. Don't do it next week or next month, not next month, next year. Next year, maybe next lifetime. But sooner or later, you know, sit down and get on with this. This is the work that needs to be done. So you ask yourself, if not here, where? If not now, when? Here and now is probably the wisest response. So have these kinds of reflections ready. If you notice your interest, enthusiasm is dipping a little bit, not so strong, then use this wise reflection, power of wise reflection, to motivate yourself. And this is one of the most valuable life skills that we can learn, the ability to motivate ourselves without having to look for some external motivator. So keeping an eye on the level of chanda, interest, enthusiasm, and include that within your meditation. That's part of it. Maintaining it on a level which is empowering your practice.